Hello and welcome to another episode of Fool's Daily. I'm joined by my fellow Tainlorn club member, Des Brennan, yet again, and we're here to talk about some more Godslayer.
Hey.
So we've done the game and the background and a bit on the factions as well, and I thought what we'd talk about today is a very honest opinion from two fans of the game, but also two critics of the game as well, about the figures themselves and what they're like. Because I think one of the biggest criticisms I hear from players who we point in the direction of the game system after saying how great it is the figures are rubbish.
Yep, I mean, I hear that a lot. And, you know, based on what some of these people are seeing, you know, I completely understand their position.
Yeah.
Some of the early stills that were taken of some of the painted models are really, really underwhelming. To the point where you kind of think, is it worth even having these models, you know? And if you don't want the models, then, you know, the game is at risk. However, that being said, this is probably the biggest game for finding out at a later stage that the models are much better than you thought they were. You know,
yeah,
that happens nearly every time I play against something I don't own. I think the last one was maybe the big Trolloth monster. I can't remember what that's called. Not the Hammerfist, the other one. The one that is just massive and looks like you can kill someone with it. A candlestick with fangs. that's what it looks like to me. But when I saw it in the flesh, it was unpainted, so you could get a good look at the model. I just thought, actually, that's rather nice and not as cartoony as the image on the website or the box that you buy it in might look. And I think a lot of the problem is the photography and the quality of painting. And I think, you know, Megalith themselves would admit that earlier on they were just trying to rush getting things into production, getting things out, and maybe they didn't spend the requisite amount of time and effort on getting them painted up nicely to get the punters in. I think that's certainly really a big problem that they had early doors, and I think they're addressing that now, to be fair.
Well, I've certainly noticed that there's been a change in some of the more recent figures in terms of quality of painting, and that has clearly shown in the photography as well. Certainly some of the newer, the recently released figures from them look cleaner and slicker and pop a bit more on the screen when you're looking at the figures on the Megalith website. But what I wanted also to get across is the fact that if I'm looking through the rule book at the moment, and I look at some of the black and white artwork from the various factions, and the artwork is brilliant, and the figures are a fairly good representation of the artwork, I believe, so far that we've seen. You know, you have the odd cartoony type drawing where they've potentially used a different artist, but generally the art is quite dark and has a good feel for what it's meant to represent imagery-wise and faction-wise. But then you go to the website and you go, oh, that looks rubbish. That doesn't look anything like I envisioned it to be. And I'm guessing that you've had the same experience as me, that when you actually see these figures in the flesh, some of them are not great. Let's be honest about it. But that's the same.
I agree.
That's the same with any figure range, I believe.
Yeah.
But they aren't bad at all, I don't think.
No, I agree. I mean, let's qualify that position because, you know, there's some fantastic model-making companies out there, you know, that might also be games companies. You know, I think Weird Plastics are really pushing the envelope for small companies, and I'm hoping that, you know, other small companies might learn a thing or two from these guys. That being said, I still do like metal. But, you know, you've got to qualify the Megalith Games offerings against some of these slightly bigger companies that have been around a bit longer, and, you know, they've had similar issues. I mean, if you look at a lot of the old Metal Weird models, you've got some real stinkers in there as well. But, you know, the game was such that, you kind of overlooked those models, and then you were rewarded for your loyalty by having some crazy new plastic kits that, you know, are starting to rival the quality, and some might argue exceed the quality of the Games Workshop kits that are coming out at the moment. So, you know, and I don't think the Megalith models in general are anywhere near as bad as some of those early Weird models.
No, I think you're very right there. I mean, they come in a very soft metal is the one thing I definitely would say out there. Well, it feels very soft because stuff bends quite easily. So there are inherent issues with the material as such, you know, with the sculpts as such, or some of them.
For sure.
If we talk about spears and staffs and
pointy
things.
You know, whenever you buy into something, I never subscribe to, you know, some of the, sometimes you see on the forums people that are 100% behind something and 100% against something. Nothing is ever truly perfect or fantastic, and nothing's ever really truly bad either. And you know, I'm a big fan of the game, and I, you know, trying to actively promote it, and, you know, thank you for helping me do that. But the metal is a quality concern. If we're talking about things like Banebrood, for the majority of the line, they don't have staffs and a lot of sticky out pieces that can bend very easily. I mean, we're going to talk about a couple of exceptions, no doubt, but, you know, some of the factions do have spears, and they're maddening. You know, getting them in and out of your case will give you spaghetti spears. So,
yep.
You know, if you're the kind of person like me, it's a bit annoyed about that kind of thing, and you have to spend a lot of time trying to drill out holes in hands and replace it with the perfect diameter of a brass rod and so forth. You know, but, you know, there's many games that are like that. You know, War Machine have a lot of models that have the bendy spear syndrome as
Pikeman,
well.
Yeah.
Exactly. Oh, yep. My God, yeah. Oh, God, I have bad memories about that. But, you know, it's a labour of love.
Yep.
You tot up all of the wins, you look at the losses, and then you kind of do the weight. And for me, you know, the models are good. I don't think we've seen any great painters get hold of them yet. Well, I haven't personally seen it. I'm sure there's some great painters out there right now that are painting these things. But it's a bit like War Machine models. At first, you may be, I'm not so keen on them. But the moment you see someone like Nick Roberts with a fully painted army, you're like, ooh, it clicks in my head.
Yeah.
I can see what you can do on this canvas now.
Exactly right. I mean, but there's two things with a figure. There's something that actually shouts out at you as saying this is a brilliant figure or brilliant range or whatever. And then there are figure ranges which are nondescript, probably a little bit too much of an adjective to describe them as, but I don't think this figure range is nondescript, but certainly when you put paint on them, they become alive. You know, I remember Gripping Beast, which is a historical figure manufacturer. Their figures look as though they do the job, but as soon as you put paint on them, they come alive for some reason. I have no idea what it is, and I can't wait to see some really good paint jobs on some of these figure lines, because they will make the figure stand out greatly. You were talking about my Banebrood. The Banebrood are obviously sort of bulky beastman type things, but there are still issues with some of their weapons, you know, whether it be a staff in it that a shaman's holding, or the Lord sort of pick an axe type thing. It will bend a bit in transport,
yeah.
You know. But apart from that, I've been pleasantly surprised, and I've played pretty much all the factions, or against all the factions now, I believe, because I think you've got quite a lot of them.
I have one or two.
And quite often I'll be saying to you, Des, do you mind if I have a look at that? And the figures, I think, are really, really nice.
Yeah, I mean, I think when we played last, I just picked up this new Morton unit, the Carnifexes, which are, in, you know, in the story-wise, they're like the elite of the Roman legions. They have these giant serrated axes, and they basically get all of the best loot and the best pay, and they get to lock people's heads off in the service of the Lich Lord Emperor. So these guys are the bee's knees. And when you look at, you know, the kind of poses they have, and maybe compare them to some of the earlier units, you think, look, these guys are already learning in a really short time. Their
yeah.
sculpting is improving. They're getting better painters in it. And to be fair, the painters they're getting in are good, but they're not fantastic. So just imagine what some of these things are going to look like when you get some real quality hands on them.
Yeah, exactly right. What's the human ones? The human Banebrood? Is it the Reaver Tyrants?
Yeah, the Reavers. They look quite nice, I think.
I'm looking forward to getting a set of them. But then there's loads of stuff that's not released yet. You know, there's... And if you look at some of the artwork, for instance, some of the Mortons, you know, they've got some crazy stuff in there. There's like a guy in sort of leather skirting with sort of studs on it. These bomber things with sort of pseudo World War One gas masks on them, but still with like the Roman crest on top of their head.
Yeah.
I mean,
this dirty bombers.
Yes. Yeah. You've got like this crazy monster, the Moloch thing, which looks great in the drawing. I can't wait for my Cyclops to come out.
That thing's huge. It's like an action doll from like you know, who's the guy that does Spawn? Todd McFarlane, you know, has his range of giant monsters and stuff like that. It looks a bit like one of those. It's quite.
Yeah, but then there's some other in all the ranges. There's stuff in there which, you know, from the artwork, I can't wait for the stuff to come out to see what it's going to look like in the flesh, you know.
I'm sure these guys have learned some useful lessons about quality and, you know, about getting the right models out there. And to be fair, you know, you made a point a little earlier about, you know, you're waiting for these models to come out. That is a concern, but, you know, I can see that this is a very small company. We're not talking about even at weird levels, or even a half or a third of weird levels. It's a few guys trying their best to get all of these things done. They're doing translations themselves, and you know, and so I can understand it. You know, in my heart of hearts, I'd really love to have these things out and to get people involved in the game with all of these wonderful new figures. But, you know, I think they're turning a corner on delivering on some of these things. And, I see a good future for this game. I just want to do my bit at this point to try and get a few more people on board, because, you know, you might get bored of playing me, you know, every week with this Godslayer stuff. So
well, I don't think I will, because I'm enjoying the game tremendously, and I anticipate putting some paint on my stuff this year as well. So
oh, shock.
Yeah. You heard it here first.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie on you know, I'm not going to lie on your show. Paint may come, but, you know.
So, because I want to, the number of figures that I have to paint are quite small, which is an appeal. I'm not going to do a great, 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 great Super Conrad paint job on it. I'm hoping to try and get it slightly above tabletop standard, but I'm looking forward to painting them and then playing with essentially what is a painted force, hopefully, at some point.
Living the dream.
I hope so, yeah. Was there anything else we wanted to discuss about the models?
I think people should... You know, I'm not saying go out and buy models on a whim or something like that, but, you know, if you know someone that plays Godslayer, maybe at your club, maybe your friends or whatever it is, take a look at the models, take a look at the storybook. If you're okay with both of those, take a look at the rulebook, and I think you won't be surprised. You know, you won't feel it was a waste of time. That,
yeah.
You know, it's a great game, and I think a lot of people could enjoy playing that game.
And then ask your local... your local Godslayer player to give you an intro game, and I think you might be pleasantly surprised, because I certainly was. I think we had some very quick early games last year at the Tainlawn War Games Club, and instantly you had about three players who went out and bought stuff, essentially.
Yeah, I don't think it's my superb skills at demoing, but I do think it's a testament to the game. I think I've done about, you know, 10 to 15 demos, and nearly everyone, I think maybe except for one or two of them, went out and bought some of these models, because, you know, it's not a big risk in today's gaming terms. You know, to buy a Tyranid Hive Tyrant costs you £36. To buy, that's one model that you can't even play a game with. You know, you have to buy an army to go with him for £33. You can buy one of these box sets and have, you know, half or more already of a Godslayer force that plays as a pretty cool, you know, hour game.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the other appeals to me, was the fact that for a relatively small outlay, I could get up and play the game. Obviously, you know, like any of these wonderful habits that we have, that is the hook that they get into you, and you do want to go away and start buying some more stuff, but I have been very good about it. I think I will buy one more Shaman before I buy the Reavers, the Tyrants, or I might actually just wait for some of the bigger beasties to come out as well. I'm going to see how it goes, because, as you said, the release schedule at the moment is quite slow. I'm hoping that it will improve and that we'll see a few more things coming out this year, but I'm going to take my time with this, because the 300 points, what I've got at the moment, which is your standard game for Godslayer, is essentially what I've got at the moment. And I'm playing too many games at the moment, so I want to be careful, but I'm still getting the enjoyment I want out of the game. And when I need something, or when I want to try something, I'll just go and get it then.
Yep, good plan.
Okay then, that is the 15 minutes, even though the alarm didn't go because I switched it off. I've been Conrad.
You have?
Yes, and you've been Death.
I have.
Thanks a lot.
No problem.
Goodbye.
Bye.
You can contact Fools Daily on Twitter, we're at Fools_Daily, or via email, foolsdaily@outlook.com.